Psalm 119, verses 81 through 88, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Psalmist writes, "My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pits to trap me, contrary to your law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for I am being persecuted without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth. But I have not forsaken your precepts, and your unfailing love preserve my life, that I may obey the statutes of your mouth." Waiting is one of the hardest exercises of the human soul, isn't it? It invites what-ifs, whens, and whys. It provides an open door to fear. It fills our hearts with rapid-fire thoughts that would seemingly fill a storage capacity of the iCloud. Anxiety feels like a stalker that hides in the darkness of our discouragement. And even when we can't see him, we can feel him. The psalmist said that waiting did a number on his body. His soul faints, his eyes fail, his mind has one big question: when will comfort come? Maybe waiting is weighing on you today. Lingering thoughts, consistent delays, persistent pain, unanswered questions drove the psalmist to one place. I pray it drives us there as well. That one place is God's word. When he felt like he was caught in a storm with no end in sight, he threw down the anchor of God's promises, used the weariness of waiting to cling to God's word and his promises. His answers are always right on time. So, Father, today I am waiting. I'm waiting for the pain to go away, for the doctor to call with the test results, for a rebellious child to come home, for a spouse to return. Man, waiting is hard, but I trust in your word, and I trust in your promises. Please bring strength to my weary, waiting heart. In Jesus' name, amen.